Jake turned his head, meaning to tell Roland that now he understood why they sent robot raiders through their damned door, and then he vomited again. The remains of his last meal ran steaming across cracked concrete. All at once, Susanna was crying, "No, no!" in a distraught voice. Then, "Put me down, Eddie, put me down before I..." Her voice was interrupted by harsh, yarking sounds. Eddie managed to deposit her on the cracked concrete before turning his head and joining the upchuck chorus. Oi fell on his side, hacked hoarsely, then got back on his feet. He looked dazed and disoriented. Or maybe Jake was only attributing to the bumbler the way he felt himself. The nausea was beginning to fade a little when he heard clacking, echoing footfalls. Three men were hurrying toward them, all dressed in jeans, blue chambray shirts, and odd homemade-looking footwear. One of them, an elderly gent with a mop of untidy white hair, was ahead of the other two. All three had their hands in the air. "Gunslingers!" cried the man with the white hair. "Are you gunslingers? If you are, don't shoot. We're on your side." Roland, who looked in no condition to shoot anyone, "Not that I'd want to test that," Jake thought, tried to get up, almost made it, then went back to one knee and made another strangled, retching sound. The man with the white hair seized one of his wrists and hauled him up without ceremony. "The sickness is bad," the old man said. "No one knows it any better than I. Fortunately, it passes rapidly. You have to come with us right away. I know how little you feel like it, but you see, there's an alarm in the Kaidam study and..." He stopped. His eyes, almost as blue as Roland's, were widening. Even in the gloom, Jake could see the old guy's face losing its color. His friends had caught up with him, but he seemed not to notice. It was Jake Chambers he was looking at.
"Bobby,"
he said in a voice that was not much more than a whisper.
"My God, is it Bobby Garfield?"
Chapter 5. Steak Titi.